Hey guys, welcome to possibly the last episode of Tangents with Toby in this van. I decided to, just come aboard, do a little bit of a show, tell you the update on the van itself. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that I got into a little bit of a fender bender. And my van is basically written off. It kind of gave me a new outlook when it comes to recording as I drive. I know I do everything legally. I got my hands free. My phone's on my dash. Nothing more that I can actually do with like massive perfection. So I just decided to basically say screw it, and I kind of took that little challenge to throw my hands in the air and say this is it. I'm done doing my mobile studio, and when I do get my new van, I'm gonna treat that thing like how I treated this, minus the portable studio. I know that I've done a lot trying to make it more podcast friendly, trying to find microphones, trying to do this, trying to do that. I just need to throw my hands in the air and say I need to do this at home, where I have actual broadcasting software in the computer. The only issue that I'm going to have is my kids are going to bother me when I'm recording because they want to record. Hell, TJ has his own show, Tangents with TJ. He's already posted one episode. He wants to do more. So I think it's time just to mosey on and take the show a little bit different in quality mode and stuff like that. Alright, back to the van. I went and got it checked out by the Saskatchewan Government Insurance Corporation, or better known as SGI. And the guy looks and he goes, oh yeah, this thing's written off. Just because it's an 05. It has 520,000 kilometers. So it's got, it's way around. It's like a hooker. It's seen its dues. And when the guy heard that it has over 500,000, he was very shocked. I said, it's only been worked on once on the engine. And that was by my buddy Chris, who I got him to do the spark plugs. And I had a van. It lasted me for, 450. I think it would have went longer, except the spark plugs, the gaps were too big and eventually destroyed everything. Well, I guess it didn't really destroy everything, but it did do a lot of damage in the end, and the van was basically a no-show and no-go. It was sad to see it go by to the wayside. It is what it is, though. But anyway, with this, when I had the accident, the bottom right-hand side, or the driver's side, the bumper shattered. The officer and I had to take off the other side of the bumper, so we kicked it and stuff like that, and just instantly shattered because it was so cold. About a day later, I wanted to go check the oil, pop the hood, the front grill fell off. So basically the only thing I have in the front now are the headlights, which basically that's all I need. The bumper brace, or the brace that goes behind the bumper, did get pushed in, and it's about an inch, if that, away from the radiator. So the guy at SGI, he basically said, yeah, it hit the radiator, kind of pushed it in, and the brace kind of popped back out a bit, which in reality, I really don't think that was correct. But whatever. He's the professional. I'm not. He sees these things 24/7. I don't. In the end, it's going to be quite interesting to actually see how much we get for the van. Because when we bought it about 6 years ago, we paid about $1,200 for it. And, you know, there was things that we did do. Shocks, rack and pinion, maintenance. One thing that I do have to say, the guy who... did the whole entire thing says he could not give an appraisal just because SGI has changed so many things over so many years, and with the used vehicles becoming so popular just because the new ones are like next to impossible to get, things are even changing. Like, I even talked to one of my customers who's at a wrecking yard, and she even says, to tell you the truth, I don't know. The price, SGI, what they're doing, setting rules, regulations, the flux, like influx of cost for everything, she goes, you're lucky if you can get $3,000 for it. It's like, $3,000? She goes, yeah, $3,000. I wish. And she looks at me and she, why? It's like, we paid a little over $1,000. That's not too bad. It's like, no, it's not. Oh my God, this is a white. But anyway, the guy at SGI actually said that we would probably hear back in about a week. So probably next Thursday or Friday is when we're going to actually have that little bit of an estimate on how much it's going to actually cost. And to tell you the truth, that's fine. The only thing that I'm really worried about right now is my key, because it's like twisting. It sucks. And all I did was I went into one of my compartments to open it, and it was like butter, just... So, really, it's one of those things that... Could it last another how many months? The answer is no. It's gonna break. And I do not want to be stranded in the middle of nowhere, with no motel, no place to stay, with a broken key. Like, I do have door...
God damn it!
Social media, including Snapchat. All right, peace, guys.